A recent report by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences shows that China's pension deficit reached some 77 billion yuan in 2011. It increased nearly 9 billion yuan from the previous year. About one-third of China's provinces and autonomous regions do not have sufficient funds to pay for the pensions of retirees in urban areas. Well, for more on China's pension system, CRI's Zhen Shengguan spoke earlier to Professor Peng Zhihe, Director of the Dean of the School of Social Development and Public Policy at Fudan University.
In your opinion, what would be the possible reasons that result in such a great deficit?
Yeah, I think there are several possible reasons for this kind of the phenomena. The first is the rapid expansion of the coverage of the China's pension systems, including the establishment of a pension system for rural and urban residents who were not covered by a pension system for urban employees in the past. So in the last 2 and 3 years, the Chinese government made a great effort to try to expand this the pension coverage systems. The second major reason is that the aging is really very rapid because the baby boomer now gradually into the retirement ages. So this is really the bigger cohort. The third reason is that the increase of the pension payment. Because over the last few years, the government the policy is try to increase the pension to the urban pensioners by 10% annually.
Right. You talk about an aging society as a contributing factor to the pension deficit. We understand that China has experienced an accelerated transition to an aging society, and the aging society puts great pressure on our pension system. How do you look at this problem can be solved or alleviated?
In my own opinion, we have to restructure our pension system first, including the increase the retirement age and develop a multi-pillared support system for the elderly and enhance the capacity of family support. And also, one of the most important things is that to modify the current population policy to allow the Chinese people to have more kids. Although we cannot reverse the total aging process, but we can slow down the speed of the aging. So actually, I think that we need an integrated policy, package of policy to dealing with these kind of things.
Is it possible, is it feasible to raise the retirement age for Chinese workers at this stage?
I think raising the age of retirement is inevitable. Chinese people live much longer, Chinese people are much healthier. And on the other hand, the working population will be shrinking in the next 5 or 10 years. So it's inevitable we have to raise our retirement ages. But I think this process will take quite a long time based on China's reality and the experience of other more developed countries. So I think it's inevitable, but it's feasible, but we need a long time to gradually to reach this target.
Well, that was Professor Peng Zhihe, Dean of the School of Social Development and Public Policy at Fudan University, speaking to Shen Chengguan.